On Shvi'i Shel Pesach, we read about the Shiras Hayom, the song that the Eden sang as they miraculously crossed over the Yom Suf. If we look into the Sefer Torah, we notice that the Shira is written with many white spaces. It's very spread out on the parchment. And this is in great contrast to the end of Parshas Vayigash and the beginning of Parshas Vayechi, which have no spaces between them. And Rashi asks, Loma ze Parshas Tumah? Why is this Parsha closed? Why aren't there the customary spaces that we find between each Parsha? And Rashi explains, when Yaakov Avinu was Nifter, the eyes and hearts of Klal Yisrael became closed from the upcoming Tzaras, as the servitude in Mitzrayim began. And that is why Parshas Vayechi is closed. So we learn something very powerful. When there's little or no white spaces in a Sefer Torah, it's a sign of Tzara. It's a sign of the constriction of the heart and the mind. But at the Shira, where we find expanses of white spaces, it reflects the opposite, an open heart, and clarity and joy and freedom from sorrows and hardships. And this is the light of Shvi'i Shel Pesach. When we read about the miracle of Kriyas Yam Suf, it brings us tremendous yeshuas, not only for Klal Yisrael as a nation, but for each individual yid. The Beis Aharon writes that all of the past and present and future redemptions are contained in Oz Yasher. And if a person says it with great kavana, then all of their spiritual and their physical needs can be fulfilled. And that is true every day of the year, but even more so when we hear it being read from the Sefer Torah on Shvi'i Shel Pesach. It's a moment full of potential for brachas and yeshuas. The Medrash asks, by Kriyas Yam Suf, why does the Torah say Vayivaka Hamayim and the water split? The Torah should really say Vayivaka Hayom and the sea split. And the Medrash says, because all of the waters in the world split, every body of water, wherever it was, even thousands of miles away from its rhyme, split at that moment. What was the purpose of this miracle? So the Sar Shalom of Belz explains that water represents Saras and Yisurim. As David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Hashi'eni Elakim, ki bo mayim ad nafesh. Save me, Hashem, for the waters are threatening my soul. When Hashem split all of the waters around the world, He sent a very powerful message. That whenever and wherever we find ourselves around the world, when we recite Shir Zayam, we can be saved from all forms of suffering. The Gemara says famously that earning a livelihood, parnasam, and finding a shidduch are as difficult as Kriyas Yam Suf. But the Sfarim HaKdoshim say that on Shvi'i Shel Pesach, when we read about the miracle of Kriyas Yam Suf, it's an eis ratzon for parnasa and shidduchim. So even if we feel that the gates of parnasa or the gates of shidduchim are closed, we can daven during this auspicious time, the time of Kriyas Yam Suf, and Hashem will help us, bring salvation to each and every person of Klal Yisrael. And now, we know. Have a wonderful Yom Tov.